Create a Lot, a meditation by the Reverend Douglas Taylor. Are you a creative person? Are you an artist in the conventional sense or perhaps in some non-traditional way? Does your creativity flow? My adult son is an artist. He does graphic design and scientific illustration. He is creative, and he has become pretty good. As a child, he was not very good at art. One day, he got his hands on some old thin printer paper and started using it as tracing paper. He traced pictures from his large picture book of whales of the world's oceans. We still have hundreds of traced pictures of whales from those early years. Hundreds. His whales were not original or amazing. I think I would best call them a lot. The inventor Thomas Edison once said, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. Accordingly, a genius is often merely a talented person who has done all of his or her homework." That's the lesson I've learned from my son about art and creativity. And it reminds me of a story I once heard of a pottery professor who told half the class he would grade them on their final project. Their entire grade for the pottery class would be based on the quality of one pot. He told the other half he would grade them on the number of pots they created throughout the class. Their entire grade would be based on the quantity of pots they produced. Interestingly, at the end of the class, the second group, the quantity group, produced some of the best quality pots. The whole class agreed on that point. The experience of making a lot of pots helped them learn how to make good and beautiful pots, while the first group's experience focused on making one excellent, amazing, perfect pot without the benefit of making a great many ugly pots along the way. There's an old movie about a prodigy pianist which has one of my favorite lines. The movie is called Shine, and the piano teacher is frustrated at the student for the student's many missed notes, and finally the teacher exclaims, "Learn the notes first, then forget them." My son with his tracing paper, the second group of students with their hundreds of pots, they spent a long time learning the notes. My son uncovered many lessons about art while tracing animals from his large picture book of the whales of the world's oceans. He produced a lot of pictures that were not that good, but he was being graded on quantity, not quality. Now his quality is noticeable. He is a creative artist. What I learned watching his growth is simply this: the way to be more creative is to create a lot. Are you a creative person? Does your creativity flow? Perhaps the greatest advice I have uncovered is to become comfortable with my abundance of ugly art, my ever-flowing flawed results, my stumbling attempts in great magnitude. The way to be more creative is to let go of creating something perfect or even beautiful, and instead to simply create a lot.